Hey guys, I want to welcome you today. I'm David Mitchell, founder and president of Tradeway. I want to talk to you today about why letting go of bad trades is the key to trading well. All right, first of all, experienced traders know this. Trades go against you. It's just how it is in this world. I mean, let's think about it. We're not in the Garden of Eden. We got cast out, right? So we're in a cursed world. So we have this thing called the risk-return trade-off. There is risk. You just need to learn to manage it. The first thing you need to do is to realize you're going to have trades go against you. It's just part of how this thing works. Okay, so there's always going to be trades that go against you for a lot of reasons. First of all, there can be changes in the news, like world news, wars starting or stopping or whatever, political changes. How about just market corrections that happen naturally about, I don't know, four times a year, except for the first year of a new bull market. But after that, about four times a year, you have about a 10% correction. It's just normal. If you happen to get into a new trade right when that correction happens, it might be a problem, right? So you're going to have trades go against you. And then you could even have news about the very company that you bought the stock in that could affect your trade. So these are just realities of life, and you just have to know trades are going to go against you. Now, here's the second thing. You only need to get 5 or 6 out of 10 trades right to win, to have the potential to change your life financially. And you need to get your math on your side, though, to make that happen. And we're going to talk about that later. So think about this. I'm going to ask you a question. Let's say that I'm going to risk just a little bit more money than I think I could make in the trade. Would that be a good trade? Or what about this? You risk about the same amount of money that you think you're going to make. Would that be a good trade? Well, the truth is both are bad, okay? And you may not think about it, but they're bad, because what we want to do at Tradeway is teach you that the amount of money you're going to risk in the trade, you should make 2 to 3 times that if the trade goes your way. Now, that's how you get the math on your side, and we're going to show you how to do that. So if we're going to accept the fact that sometimes trades go against us, how do we manage that? Well, the first thing is you learn to do stop losses appropriately. So if you go out to Tradeway.com and check out the Unlock the Stock Market Challenge, in 5 days, you're going to learn an awful lot about the right way to do stop losses. Now, the other thing you need to do, though, is to avoid emotional trades. You don't want to get out of a trade because of fear. You know, you have to have rules about when to get out and when not to. So basically, there's two places. When you get into a trade and you've done your research on whether it's a good stock or not, which, by the way, Tradeway is going to help you know how to know that, then once you're in it, you only get out if it goes against you. You stop it out at your predetermined stop out point. And if it doesn't go against you, you stay in it till it gets to your predetermined sell point, even if it gets frightening in the middle of it, okay? You don't let fear bump you out of that trade till it hits your predetermined sell point, because that's how you're going to win big and lose small. That's the whole concept of it. You want to make at least 30% or more return on that trade when it works, and you want to lose 8% or 10% at the most if it doesn't work. Now, just think about that math. If you do it that way and you're good about keeping your rules, you only have to win 5 or 6 times out of 10 to end up making money for your family. So that's the trick. It's getting the math on your side. We're going to teach you all about how to do that. So the key is to minimize your losses and maximize your gains. Now, if you're getting too emotional about your trades and it's really bothering you about whether they go well or not, then all of a sudden you start taking it personally, and that's going to really ruin your trading. So this is how we're going to learn to manage this. We have all these rules, and you're going to learn to keep the rules and focus on those rather than going by your emotions. Now, you can't get rid of your emotions. You just have to learn how to manage them. So let's talk about ways to manage these emotions. Now, first of all, disentangle your self-worth from your individual trading success or failure. Okay, so don't think of yourself as a genius when it goes right, because if you do that, then pretty soon you're gonna start thinking you're smarter than the system, you're smarter than our system, which has 4 generations of traders behind it, and you're just going to go off on your own and you're a genius, you're going to be great. You're going to learn the hard way that is not true, okay, because you've got to keep the rules, and it's so, so important. I can't tell you how many students we've had, thousands of students through the years, who will say, man, I did so great for the first 2 or 3 months, and all of a sudden I lost some money, and it's because I didn't keep the rules. I started thinking I was smarter than the system. So don't make that mistake. Now, let's talk about three beliefs that you want to build into yourself, into your psyche, okay, to be a better trader. Here's belief number one. Losses are normal and natural, and we cannot avoid them. We can and should get really good at minimizing those, however. How? We're going to use the stop losses again. So we're going to learn when and when not to get in and out of the trade. So you get out at the stop loss. You don't get out if it's working until you get to your sell point. Here's belief number two. When it comes to trading, the big picture is way more important than your day-to-day trading. I mean, it's even more important than your month-to-month trading. And so you're likely going to have a few down months in every year. All of us do. It's just how this works. Even if the year is a profitable year, you'll have a few down months where the trading just seemed like you were out of sync. Well, guess what you do when you get out of sync? You stop trading, okay? Spend some time going back over your educational material. Spend some time looking for some new stocks. Just give a few days to go by and kind of watch the news on what's happening out there in the world and see if you can get back in sync with the market because you're out of sync with it. It happens to all of us. Don't worry about that, but that's how you handle it. It also means this, and this is very, very important. You need to judge yourself on a 3-year period of time. Now, that may sound bizarre to you because this is short-term trading we're talking about here, but you have to look at yourself over a 3-year period of time because you're going to have some bad years even. I mean, usually that's because the government has messed with the market. I mean, let's be honest, that's what causes it. And so when they do that, either because of governmental change or something like that, it can just really make it difficult. And so you can have a bad year. But what you want to have is over 3-year periods, you want to be profitable. So if you're doing that, pat yourself on the back. You're doing great. Now learn to have patience and give yourself 3 years to grow and develop your trading style because it'll be different from anyone else's, but you need to be within the realm of the rules, right? And keep learning and keep going and don't be a quitter because you want to know a guaranteed way to fail at something? Quit. Most people quit right before they were about to succeed. Okay, here's belief number three. You can be losing 40 to 50% of the time where trades go against you and still be doing well as a trader. But you have to get the math on your side, all right? So you have to win big and lose small. Now, we've talked about this a little bit already, but just keep this in mind. You want your return on the wins to be 30% or higher, and you want your losses, we don't even call them losses around here, we call them expenses, because it's the only expense your trading business will have, basically. Commissions are so small. So you want that expense to be 8%, maybe 10% if you're doing options. If you keep the expenses low and the wins high, that's how you get the math on your side. I know that sounds simple, but we want you to understand the basics are kind of simple. In my opinion, almost anyone can do this. You just have to want to do it. But once you get into the material, it's so fun, then my problem is going to be you're going to be addicted. So then we have to show you don't trade every day. You trade when the market presents the right time. We have these things called squirrel markets. You don't need to be trading in a squirrely market. You need to be trading in one that's trending, and we'll show you all about that. So if you want to learn more about how to maximize your gains and minimize your losses, join us for the next Unlock the Stock Market Challenge, where we teach you the foundations of trading in just 5 days. So sign up now at tradeway.com/challenge. Well, that's it for today, guys. We'll see you next time.